Hey, it's Calvin. We're back talking about prices. Let's try to make an early bird. So let's say that if you buy before August 1st, you will get this at $77. So the easiest way to do this is let's start by duplicating this price. So now we have a new price that's duplicate. So let's call it early bird special. Early bird pay in full, we can call it. Here for our internal, and then the price is going to be 77. And we go down here and we say this is campaign price, and it's only available until, let's say, July 31st at 11:59 p.m. There we go. And it replaces another price. So what this will do is it'll show the original price with a strike through it, so it says it's clear to people that they're getting a special discount. And let's enable it, and then let's see what the order form looks like. So now it's saying early bird special, and it's showing you the original price striked out, and then it's showing you what you're actually paying. The four easy installments is still the same. So let's fix that. So we duplicate that as well. And so early bird in four easy installments, early bird payment plan, let's say. And so what are the prices going to be like there? So let's say 19. So let's say it's like 21. And then 3 times 21. And that's going to be 84. That sounds good. Campaign price, same deal. We can just type it in here. And this one replaces the payment plan. Doof. Just like that. And we hit save. And we enable. And now what you're going to see is that you have the early bird special and you've got the early bird in four easy installments. Let's try another thing, which is a fast mover. So this is an early bird price. It's still only in that period, but until August 1st, but yeah, let's just say fast mover extra special. We can also just leave this blank, and it's going to copy from up there. So this is, let's say it's 47. We're really making it special. And so the campaign price still holds, but this one is, let's say, only the first three. Only the first three. Like that, and then this one replaces the early bird, and that's it. Save it and enable it. There we go, and let's see what that looks like. So now it's showing 47 and it's striking out, so it's realizing that one price is replacing another, which then is replacing another, and it's going to show you the original price so that the discount is showing us like the full discount. So fast mover extra special only for the first three. And so what's going to happen with all this is that the first three are going to get this price, and then it's going to be used up, and then is no longer going to be available. So we'll fall back to the next one, which is the early bird pay in full. And of course this one is still going to be active as well. And then once July 31st 11:59 rolls around and it becomes August 1st in your time zone, which you can check, sorry, you can check and set up here in this menu. There's your time zone. Once that date rolls around, those two prices are automatically going to drop off, and you can and so what's going to be left is the simple price and the payment plan. A little trick is that you can reorder these. So to some extent, some of the ordering don't matter, but if you wanted the payment plan before the regular, you can drag that up there, and you will see. You won't see because that's not the price that we're really showing. So let's bring this one, early bird payment plan, up first, and then that's going to be shown first, and then this after it. All right, so it's using that order, and you can drag them around here. If you change your mind and you're like, I'm not going to offer this, you can just hit disable, and it'll be removed, or you can click delete to delete completely. These here let you do links directly to a price. So if you wanted to say, have a button that says pay in installments, you can do the grab this link and have it directly link directly to that form with that payment method selected. I guess that doesn't really show because it's now the first, but like here, it's going to have this fast mover extra special selected. It doesn't, it's not going to capture if you're like saying, well, simple price, oh, wait, but simple price has been replaced by, etc. So it only works with the, if that price is actually the best non-replaced price, if you understand what I'm saying. Anyway, that's going to be more relevant when we get to the secret prices and the coupons, which we're going to do in the next video. Thank you very much. Have a great day.